And so Jesus says here in verse 9, he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. Then he gives an example. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother. And whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is korban, that is to say, a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered. And many such like things do ye. Now you say, well, what is that about? Explain to me the korban, you know. To be honest, I don't really care. Because whatever it was something that Jesus said is meaningless. It makes the word of God of none effect. It's your tradition. You know what? I'd rather spend my time figuring out what honor thy father and thy mother means. And what whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. That's the part of the scripture I'm interested in. Not what a bunch of unbelieving, Christ-rejecting Jews were doing in order to ignore what the Bible said. So I'm not going to go get the Talmud and go figure out what korban means because I don't really care. Because whatever it was, Jesus rebuked it and told them it's worthless and that they need to get back on the word of God.